for Ag Life. I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
I want to help with this issue. This is a problem right here in your backyard.
That's North Carolina teen Mackenzie Henson discussing how a 4-H presentation on hunger encouraged her to do something about it within her own community.
I started 4-H. The first speech that I did was on childhood hunger in North Carolina. And when you research and statistics, you're like, it's 1 in 3 children, 1 in 5 elderly people. And there's over 895,000 people in North Carolina alone that are suffering from food insecurities. When I research the statistics, I'm like, okay, I want to help with this issue. So I went into volunteering at local food pantries, and I was like, okay, I want to change the way people look at food pantries. I want to educate them and tell them it's not just about food. It's how you make people feel when they walk in the door.
So in 2015, then 10-year-old Mackenzie Henson established the Make a Difference Food Pantry to fight hunger in her home state of North Carolina.
And the Make a Difference Food Pantry mission is to stop hunger one meal, one family at a time, to provide nutritious food to individuals to whom it would be otherwise unattainable, raise awareness to educate others about the hunger in our communities, and promote volunteerism to improve the lives of others. When you research all the statistics and everything for the speech and you realize this is a problem right here in your backyard and you're like, oh my goodness, I never knew. It's like a ton of bricks hit you.
Not only helping out in the area she grew up in central North Carolina, but also helping out when disaster strikes, like when Hurricane Matthew hit.
We were open for 43 straight days during Matthew. We fed over 7,000 hot meals, and we delivered them to trailer parks that were flooded into my senior hall pantry.
That's North Carolina teen Mackenzie Henson. Now with more cattle news on Ag Life and more on that volcano on the Big Island of Hawaii, here's Patrick.
Yeah, Bill, that lava and sulfuric acid gases are not letting up over there.
Now, the current concern, obviously, is the sulfur dioxide gases.
That's Dale Sandlin. He's managing director of the Hawaii Cattlemen's Council at Kamaila, Hawaii, on the Big Island of Hawaii. The Kilauea volcano is just getting worse as the days go by. Cattle have been moved from their worst areas, and now it's time to keep them safe and fed.
We have been sourcing all of those feed donations and have worked on developing the distribution of those to the Hawaii Emergency Management and Civil Defense to make sure that we're getting those donations of cubes and dog food and other hay to those animals that have been displaced, so that way we're able to take care and continue that high-quality care that we provide to the animals.
And there have been more fissures opening up from the Kilauea volcano, more lava flows, and more sulfur dioxide gases.
That is correct. So the current concern, obviously, is the sulfur dioxide gases are being expelled in conjunction with the lava. Some of that can be seen burning off, but some cannot. Also, there's potential danger of ashfall that could happen with the volcano, and specifically with the explosion that happened.
Sandlin said, really, it's day-to-day, wait and see.
At this point in time, we're just waiting. We're monitoring the situation daily. Things change rapidly with the lava. Unfortunately, there's no way to know when it's going to end. The last time that this happened was back in the 50s, and I believe it lasted 88 days. So we're remaining vigilant, but hopefully we can make that work. And again, without the support of our foundational partners here, we couldn't have done what we've already successfully removed those cattle from harm's way.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
It develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.